Soldiers of Conscience. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Aiden Delgado was in Tampa, Florida on September 11th, 2001.
I watched it happen from inside the Tampa recruitment station.
By coincidence, he had chosen that day to join the reserves. He ended up spending a year in Iraq, part of it at Abu Ghraib, where he witnessed the prisoner abuse firsthand, an experience which turned him into a conscientious objector.
You cannot torture useful information out of someone. When people are tortured, they lie.
Aiden is featured in Soldiers of Conscience, a documentary by Gary Weinberg. But the film doesn't just focus on pacifists. Weinberg's angle is that every soldier is a soldier of conscience who sooner or later is going to have to confront the central moral question in any war. And with the Army's permission, he was allowed to ask that question to the soldiers in Iraq.
Would you pull the trigger and kill another human being if your nation asks you to do? Whether you're a conscientious objector like Aiden here beside me, or a sincere warfighter, every single soldier carries that burden of conscience, and they never escape those feelings of, oh my God, I did this.
In fact, he found out that during World War II, 75% of the soldiers never fired their weapons, even in self-defense. As a result, the Army changed its training, not only to make killing on command more instinctive, but to include moral instruction so soldiers could kill in good conscience.
If a soldier believes in his or her soul that what he or she did to kill another human being is justifiable, they will not freak out the rest of their lives.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.